went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those 3 times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly for the answers that you seek. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. Or you can always email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And it certainly would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have and to point you in the right direction, find a practitioner, offer you advice, offer you treatment, whatever it takes to get your health back and to get you moving in the right direction. So please consider my offer and please consider taking advantage of it when your health matters. Now today, I'm going to welcome into the studio my cohort. He's with me just about every week. His name is Mark Sabin, and he's standing in the studio with me this morning. Good morning, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Good morning, Doc Rick, and once again, a pleasure to be here with you to talk about these issues related to people's health and what people can do for themselves to take care of their health without having to rely on drugs and surgery. And really, this is a proactive approach to health that you are so much in an advocate for.
Absolutely. Being proactive is the difference between having a problem versus never having a problem, and I just feel it's important for us to never have problems. So if we understand mechanisms and we take the right action, then we don't end up in a place that we don't want to end up in.
Well, that would be the best of all possible worlds. And one of the ways that is so important to people being able to take care of their health is this prospect of eating real food. And, you know, more and more people are now coming coming around to the understanding that food is really the first and probably the best medicine. And that's something that we talk about every week. So how would you say that diet contributes to the major illnesses and causes of death in the world?
Well, in reality, there's something that comes before diet and is our belief system. And our belief system is something that we are fed growing up as a child. We're taught what to believe, what's right, what's wrong, how to do things, how not to do things. And it's our belief system that sets up the basis to influence our epigenetics. But the primary concern is once the epigenetics has been set off, if you're not eating the right food, then you are going to set yourself up for disease and activating those genes and turning things into problems. And so it's important that the food that we eat, the quality of food that we eat, the realness of the food that we eat versus having all the additives, preservatives, and sustainabilities for future sales added to the food. Those are the things that create problems versus real food doesn't.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, other than weight loss and diabetes issues, most of the medical doctors don't really seem to address diet in any significant way.
Well, that's because it's not part of their formal education. They focus on pharmacology and they focus on protocols specifically for the standards of care associated with what is considered the standard of care as far as treatment goes. And so they're really focused on, okay, if a person comes in with this problem, then this is what you do to solve that problem, and that becomes the standard of care. And they don't really vary from that, because if they vary from that, then they're upsetting the brand that is associated with medical intervention, and they don't want to interfere with or upset the brand.
But you really don't have to wait and to rely upon medical intervention in order to maintain your health.
Well, here's a fascinating concept. If you maintain your health throughout your life, then you never actually partake in the medical profession. So it just becomes a question of if our medical support system, if the pharmaceutical industry, if the medical industry is there to make a profit and is there to be there for us and have all the technology and everything, then they have to make sure that we invest in it. And the way that we invest in it is by not eating quality food and not having an understanding of what causes disease. And the sad part is if you go to one of the major websites out there, WebMD, greater than 90% of the solutions that they offer for any condition that's on their site is a medical intervention. It's about taking medicines. It's not about fixing problems. And roughly 90+% of all the causes associated with the different conditions they're talking about is they say we really don't understand the cause. And if you don't understand the cause, you shouldn't be treating it. But you know, we have been taught to bow down to the those in the white coats in the ivory towers that disseminate information, and we feel that they're going to do the right thing. They're government regulated and government controlled, and they're always going to do the right thing by us. But this is just obviously not the case.
But part of what we talk about here on the show is the fact that you don't have to wait until you have a condition in order to be able to deal with the things that are happening in your health.
Exactly. It's called being proactive and getting an education and getting an understanding as to what controls how your body functions, and then maintaining that never or very rarely partaking in things that are going to pull you away from health.
And one of the things that we face today is that really we've seen that the quality of food has diminished over the last really 70 to 100 years. And as a result of that, our health is really getting compromised.
Absolutely. That's the basis for our health problems is the fact that our food has been compromised. The quality of air that we breathe, the quality of water that we drink, we're running and hiding from the sun. We're shielding ourselves from the sun. And so all the things that nature provides for us, man has, in its infinite wisdom, has screwed up. And so we're all destined to have health problems to one degree or another unless you take the time to educate yourself and understand what promotes health versus what doesn't.
But, you know, what's interesting and maybe almost contradictory is that our lives are longer today than in the past when people died much younger. But still, we're also seeing that for many people, the quality of their lives has diminished.
And that's the thing. It's easy for us to preserve something or preserve someone or preserve our food, which means that it's artificial. It's not real. And so, yeah, we may be, quote, living longer. But again, what you just alluded to, the quality of our lives is not what it should be. And the sad part is that here in the United States, we currently rank 59th in the world as far as our health goes, which means that there's 58 other countries whose people live better quality life, have a longer life, and have easier way about going about their lives than we do here in the U.S. spite of our technology, in spite of our education, in spite of our access, in spite of the amount of medications that we have. And we're focused in the wrong direction. We're focused on treating disease. And in order to treat disease, we have to create disease. And that's essentially what goes on.
Well, speaking of disease, heart disease and diabetes are really two of the most prevalent causes of death in America. So what can you do to avoid suffering with the painful lifelong illnesses that worsen from year to year?
It's again, goes back to what we've already said. You got to get educated and you got to start practicing good health practices, not focused on preventing something. You get what you focus on. And so if you're focusing on preventing something, chances are increased that you're actually going to get that something. And the fascinating thing is, you just take a look at it. You look at the history of all the research that's gone into heart disease, all the research that's gone into diabetes, all the research that's gone into blood pressure issues, all the research that's gone into cardiovascular problems, all the research that's gone into cancer, all the billions and billions and billions and trillions of dollars that's been dumped into those, quote, diseases. We are no closer now to solving them than we were when the research first started, because they're not looking for solutions. They're looking to monetize treatment and to create treatments that they can make lots of money off of. And it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's criminal.
Well, this is really interesting. And, you know, we need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to turn our focus even more directly into what we can do in terms of eating real food and focusing on how we can use our diets to really impact our health and keep us from getting those diseases.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Hun Toon is pleased to announce a new program that he's offering to his current practice members and any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with the Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. How food manufacturers disguise ingredients and what to recognize. How food manufacturers and supermarkets mislead the public with bonus buys. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. How to feed a family healthy food. How to prepare for food shopping. And how to find healthy substitutes for your current addiction foods. If you'd like to take advantage of this unique service, contact Dr. Hun Toon and arrange for your Shop with the Doc session. His phone number is 845-561-BACK. That's 845-561-2225. Or email Dr. Hun Toon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in Newburgh, New York. And today we're talking about food, and I'm sure you got a lot more questions for me, Mark.
I do. You know, with all the people living now in cities and suburbs, and we see so many, you know, long shelf life foods in the grocery stores, isn't it important to have those foods available so people can stay fed?
Fed, yes. Nourished, that's a completely different question. The kinds of foods that are being available to keep the nation fed is empty, wasted calories. That then they are not the way to feed somebody and keep them healthy, which is why we have the huge problem with obesity. Obesity, which is hard for people to comprehend, obesity is a nutritional deficiency disease. People who are obese are actually starving. And when you give them the right quality food, the weight just goes away because the body has what it needs and knows how to process it. And, you know, if I can take a woman who's pretty much disabled and help her lose over 160 pounds by doing nothing but just giving her quality food. It's not like she did any exercising. She got off of her medications. She started taking good, high-quality whole food supplements, and she started eating real food, and she lost over a person.
Oh, my.
You know, she weighs less now. She's lost more weight than she actually weighs. And it's, it wasn't a hard thing. And we will be having her on a show very soon to have her tell you about her experience.
Well, but that story sounds amazing.
Absolutely. But it's about giving people real food, not empty calories.
I see. Now, I mean, one of the issues I think that people and families have today is that they're working so hard and there's you know, it's hard to find the time to prepare their own food often. And you go around, you're on the rush, going from place to place just to meet the obligations you have. So it's really difficult to maintain that balance.
Well, it's difficult to maintain the balance when you got a priority problem. And when you appreciate that your priorities are screwed up when you're putting other people's needs before your own needs, when you're putting a job's needs before your own needs, you know, there's several different dynamics in life. And the first dynamic is the dynamic of self. And if you're not taking care of self, every other dynamic that comes after that is going to be problematic. And so we have problems in society because we have wrong focus. We have wrong priorities. We're screwed up in terms of we put everybody else's needs before our own. And, you know, the airlines have it best where they're giving us instruction on how to take care of ourselves. If there's a sudden change in cabin pressure, we're instructed to put our mask on first before we consider helping anybody else. But big business, society, the way society goes, doesn't teach that. And so we have priority problems, and the biggest priority is the fact that we don't take care of ourselves first.
And self-care is vital, really, for anybody.
Absolutely.
Now, the other thing is that, you know, convenience has turned into a necessity in our lives. I mean, but there's a price to convenience that many people don't appreciate.
Yes, there's a huge price. Eating real food is the solution, but we don't teach people that. We don't make it readily available to everybody all the time. And so convenience is, you know, you got 30 minutes to eat for your lunchtime, but it takes you 10 minutes to go get it and 10 minutes to get back. So you really only have 10 minutes to eat. And how do you get some quality food and shovel that in your pie hole before you have to go back to work? And so the mentality is that we need fast food. We need food that's prepared. But the difficulty is that in order to prepare it, we have a lot of pre-things that need to take place. We need to prepare the food. We need to preserve the food. And those prepared and preserved foods are ultimately going to lead to problems. And that's what we're dealing with in this country.
Well, isn't there a way to make these convenient foods more nutritious?
Yes, but it requires eating fresh food. And you know, in Europe, it's interesting. Majority of the food that you get in Europe is fresh food. I mean, you go to the market and you pick up fresh food every day, and they siphon through all of their food on a daily basis, and they bring new fresh food the following day. And there's ways that we attempt to do that in this country, but most of it is we just want convenience. We don't want to have to work hard. We don't want to have to do a lot in order to get the quality food that we need. And so it's with the prepared foods and the preserved foods, again, that's going to lead to problems.
Well, let's say you do make the effort to eat more fresh food. I mean, some things like fruit, you can eat without having to prepare that. Can you get the nutrition from the food you find in the grocery store, or there are even problems with the food that you can find to buy?
Well, let's take a look at fruit. It's interesting. A few years ago, I was on a nutrition cruise down in the Caribbean, and one of the places that we stopped was in Costa Rica. And in Costa Rica, we went for a zip line tour that was about an hour and a half in country. And for an hour and a half, we drove from the coast all the way in country, and all we had on both sides of us were banana farms. And it's interesting because you look at the bananas when you go to buy them at the store, and a lot of the bananas sitting on the banana shelf there are still green.
Yeah, they're green.
Well, they were green when they were harvested. They were green when they were shipped. They were green when they get to the store. They're green when they put them out. They're green when you take them home. And it's not until after they're home, if you leave them out, if you separate them individually, that they will start to ripen. But the question is are they ripening, or are they deteriorating in terms of their nutritional quality? And if you pick something at the peak of ripeness, that's when the highest quality nutrition is there. But if you're picking it before you get to the peak of ripeness, then you're never going to get to the peak of ripeness. And so, yeah, fruits and vegetables that we find in our stores, they look fresh, but are they the highest quality nutrition in spite of the fact that they are, quote, considered fruits and vegetables?
So is this, you know, play into why you need to supplement your diet with whole food supplements?
I mean, realistically, yes, it does. Because at the end of the day, if you're not getting all the nutrients that your body needs from the food that you're eating or from the food that's being provided for you, then how do you fill the gaps in? Well, you're going to have to fill those gaps in with high quality supplements. And Thank goodness there's a company out there that's been doing it since 1929. And, you know, we're coming up on 90 years, certainly over 85 years. And it's a great, great company. And it's one of the ways that I keep myself healthy and keep myself young is by eating high quality whole food supplements to fill in the gaps within my diet.
Mm-hmm. Now, another thing that happens when food is preserved is the use of chemicals and other treatments to keep it from spoiling. How does that affect the nutritional value?
Directly impacts it, because when you're adding chemicals, then your body now has to deal with the chemicals, and it has to go through a filtering process and a sorting out process. And chemicals can get in the way of and clog up binding sites, which makes it difficult for the body to absorb the proper ingredients. So things like chlorine, fluoride, and bromine, which you'll find in all flour-based products, they interfere with the body's ability to absorb and assimilate and process iodine. And since iodine is necessary for our metabolism, if we're drinking chlorinated water, if we're using fluoride toothpaste and fluoridated salt and all the other places that they put fluoride in, and if we're eating baked goods that have been treated with bromine within the flour itself, then our ability to absorb and assimilate iodine to have a normal functioning thyroid and a normal functioning immune system is greatly interfered with.
And with having a not well functioning thyroid can create a lot of problems.
Absolutely.
Now, one of the things that, you know, we're using a lot now is plastics to wrap our food and contain our water and all this. Now, what kind of impact is that having on the food we're eating?
Well, there's a thing in plastics called dioxins, and those dioxins are toxic to the body. And so the more plastics that we're using in our preparation and all the petrochemicals that we use in the preparation of and in the pesticides and in the fertilizers, et cetera, that finds its way into the body. And as that accumulates, that's obviously going to disrupt how the body functions. It's going to create the basis for hormonal imbalances, and the hormones regulate how the body functions itself. And so we're going to have dysfunction because of the number of plastics that we use. And there's lots of research that goes into, you know, there's water companies that have special blue bottles that the plastic has been made in such a way that it doesn't leach dioxins anymore. And so it's a question of understanding what's what. And a lot of times what we'll do is we'll reuse a container, and a container that should never be reused, and we'll put it in the refrigerator to allow it to be cold, or we'll heat it up in order for it to be warm. And the process of the extreme cold or the extreme heat is one of the things that causes that the plastics and the dioxins to infiltrate the food more.
Wow. Well, there are a lot of problems with what's happening with our food today, and obviously having consequences on our health. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk some more about eating real food and what you can do to be proactive about your health.
Absolutely. But please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Doc Rick from When Your Health Matters radio show. Do you have pain? If you suffer with chronic pain and would like a natural solution that literally takes seconds to achieve, please call 845-561-2225 and schedule yourself for a free test. The test will let you know if this groundbreaking technique will end your pain. Don't live another day with pain when your life is waiting for you to reclaim it. Call 845-561-2225 and eliminate your pain. Sponsored in part by the Foundation for Wellness Professionals, a nonprofit organization.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today we're talking about food and quality of food and bastardization of food and how that leads to disease. And Mark, I'm sure you got more questions.
Well, one of the things we weren't able to cover in the last segment was GMOs. What is happening with that?
Oh, that's a big topic. Genetically modified organisms are going to be the cause of more and more disease, and Governments are forcing it upon us. They're not allowing the proper labeling of our food. They keep telling us that we as the citizens are voting to say that we don't want to know what they're doing to our food. And that's just absolutely preposterous. And so it should be a law. It should be required. It should be obligations of anybody who's going to produce food for anybody else's consumption other than the individual's consumption. That we know exactly what's going into our food, whether it's been genetically modified, whether it's been refined, processed, chemicals added to it, whatever it is that they do in order to create the food, we should be given the exact information that we need as a consumer to make the appropriate decision. And, you know, it's a violation of the Healthy Food Act of 1908, but they've been violating that basically since 1909. So...
Well, they have a long history then of doing that. Now, you know, turning towards a proactive approach to health, is there a way for someone who's suffering from chronic disease to get better with just nutrition?
Absolutely. It's going to take a little while, but I promise you this, if you start eating real nutrition, your body will start to turn around. It'll turn around pretty quickly, but you have to replace the crap nutrition, the completely refined and processed nutrition, with high quality nutrition. You can't do one foot in, one foot out. And that's, you know, that sometimes is a little bit hard for people to do, but you have to make the commitment. You have to realize that you are worth it, that your future health is worth it, that your family is worth it, that, your future family and all the generations that come after that is worth it. And we have to make the sacrifice. And the sacrifice is to stay away from crap food and to eat real food and to search it out. And and when you do that, I promise you, your health will turn around. Your chronic degenerative diseases will turn around and you will get better.
Really? And I thought some of these chronic conditions were irreversible.
They are irreversible if you don't change what's creating them. If you change what's creating them, then of course they're all reversible.
Mm-hmm. So that's really, well, how early should you take action to do this, to turn around?
Today. Start today. If you start today, then that's the earliest that you could possibly start. If you wait till tomorrow, you're already too late. You're already behind the ball. It's like, start today. Next time you go to eat something real. The time after that, eat something real again. And just continue to look for things that are real. And it doesn't have to be a substantial amount. And you will find that when you're eating real food, that you don't eat as much as when you're eating crap food. Because crap food's empty calories. Your body never feels full. It never feels satiated. The centers in your brain that are supposed to shut off when you satisfy them a certain way, they never get shut off. So if you eat real food, you'll find yourself eating less than when you're eating all the crap food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, you said that it could be difficult to make these changes.
It's difficult because of the imbalances that we currently have and the ways that we feed them and the addictions that we have because of the imbalances that are inside of us. And so, yeah, there's a lot of change that needs to take place. Taking high-quality probiotics, eating high-quality food, taking good quality whole food supplements to repair the damage that's going on within your body. Those are all things that need to be done, but it isn't going to be done overnight. It isn't going to be just simply walking from one room to the next where you got all these problems in one room, you cross the threshold and now everything's hunky-dory. The body doesn't heal that way. It's going to take some time, but it's going to require continued dedication and focus and being repetitive in your choices and continue to make good choices. And when you make 10 good choices and then one bad choice, sometimes the one bad choice can trump the 10 choices that you made that were trying to help you.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, you know, you use a lot of whole food supplements to help people with their health, but this is obviously not a one size fits all. It's got to be done for each individual depending on their circumstances and their situation.
Absolutely.
So I'm sure that those people who are listening to the show may have questions that we're not answering here on the show. And I know that you make yourself available to answer those questions for people who want to contact you. And there are a couple of ways that people can go about doing that. How best to reach you?
The best way to reach me is to give my office a call so that you can speak with me directly. My phone number is 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. Or you can email me directly if you want to be a little bit more incognito. And the email is docrick@spineboy.com. That's DOCRICK at spineboy.com. And I will get back to you and I will respond and I will give you the advice you need and I will give you directions direction, and I will give you resources. And so that puts the onus totally on you. You have to make the choice to want to do it. You have to believe enough in yourself to start making changes. And if you, I'm a resource that's available for you, and I will find other resources for you.
And it's, that is really great, a great offer. So anybody out there who is willing to take that initiative and take care of your own health, I recommend give Doc Rick a call. He's there. He'll offer you information. He'll lead you to somebody that can help you with your health concerns, and all of that's just a phone call away.
Absolutely. So I really appreciate you, the listener, listening every week and supporting us in our process to educate more people. If you have family and friends that need more understanding, by all means, have them tune in. Send me an email. Give me a phone call. Go to our website, thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com. Listen to previous shows. Stay in touch and figure out how to get the information that you need. Again, I appreciate your time. Please tune back in with us next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.